You on the line with Spade Radio.
What up, man? It's Legacy from the New Boys.
Yo, what's up, man? What's going on?
Not much. Kicking it. We over here at the hotel. Hold up. All right, hello.
Yeah, what's going on? You guys in New York?
Nah, we in Cincinnati right now. Ben Jay in the other room, but he ain't answering the door.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what's up. So, you guys touring?
You said what?
Are you guys on tour right now?
We doing the West Bus tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, I know you guys get tired of asking you the same old questions. So we tried to come up with a bunch of different, you know, new questions, something. Because I've listened to a lot of you guys' interviews, and I've seen you on, you know, 106 and Park and everything. Exactly. So a lot of people, they ask you just the same questions. So one thing that I didn't hear someone ask you was actually how you guys – do you have a manager right now?
Yeah, our manager right now at the moment is Ben Jay's our role manager is Ben Jay's dad.
Okay.
And then the one behind the scenes is his mom.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. See, we didn't know that. So how did you guys actually hook up to the label? Did the label come to you and ask you guys to get signed? Or how did that interaction work?
Well, we put the song on our MySpace first. And, like, it was just they saw the YouTube videos of everybody doing it, and they said it reminded them of the Soulja Boy thing. So I guess our ex-manager, she got a call from Warner saying they wanted to sign this. And then, like, I guess DJ Felly Fell, he gave them the record.
Mm.
And from Power 106, he gave them the record. And then that's how Warner heard about us, and then they just called our manager and was like, we want to sign them dudes. So we got an interview with them. We met up with Lee and Jay Grant. Everybody from Asylum, and then we got the deal.
Okay, was that Asylum in New York or Asylum in Cali? Or
New York.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
That's what's up. I see. I didn't really know that. So,
yeah.
If you could name like one record that made you actually want to do hip hop, what would that record be?
One record that made me all the Eminem records. I can't even name one. It was just Eminem nonstop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right,
Ben Jay, I say with him, it's the Carter 2 album.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So since you guys travel a lot, what's some of your favorite cities you like to travel to when you're on tour?
We like, so far, mainly our second home is New York. We always out there crossing the roads and stuff. It's like we professionals at everything out there. And then after that is Chicago, Phoenix, Denver. So it's a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Cool. But so far, mainly New York.
Okay, that's surprising. What do you like so much about New York?
It's just the lifestyle. Like, everything's busy, and it's so different because California, everything's laid back. They be like, you want to walk to the store? We be like, no. But New York, that's all they do walk.
It's
different. And we like it because, like, now when people who never been in New York before come with us,
mm-hmm.
we crossing the road and stuff when the car's going by. They're like, dang, how y'all know how to live in this city? Yeah.
That's what's up. So it's like, since the fame and everything, has any of your relationships changed with your friends and stuff like that? Because, you know, sometimes when you come up fast, you know, a lot of your friends be like, oh, he think he all that now. So it has.
Oh,
Has that happened to you guys?
A lot of people is miss because we the most humble, down-to-earth people ever, you feel me? Because once you lose your humbleness, that's when you, like, people stop messing with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we try to our hardest to stay humble, stay, like, exactly how we was. But it's just the only thing is we're real busy now, so we don't have as much time as we had before to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
So some people are taking that as us going Hollywood, and then, like, the other half of them, like, understand the situation.
Okay.
You know, but we still the same. It's just the people that's taking it, like, we go to Hollywood, they on some other stuff right now. They tripping.
So your family's pretty supportive of you guys and the music and everything.
Yeah, they real supportive.
That's what's up. You got those cousins calling you like, yo, can I hold a 20 spot, man?
Man, all day, I'm telling you, I ain't even going for it.
Because you know how it is.
I'll be having, like, random family members out of nowhere. Like, people I never heard of. Yeah, remember me from first grade? I'm like, no.
I know how that is. Remember me from the family reunion 5 years ago?
I remember this. You was this little. Nah, man.
So what about the New Boys album? When is that dropping?
It's dropping September 15th. It's called Skinny Jeans and a Mic.
Okay.
And like, yeah, the album is like pretty much. It got our first album. We wanted since we were we're known for the faces of the jerking movement.
Uh-huh.
We didn't try to leave that too much. So because jerking, it's not really our style of music.
Okay.
But we happened to make a jerking song, and then that's what happened to blow us up.
Okay.
So we didn't want to just leave that. But our first album, it got, like, a lot of jerking tracks on it, and then it got some slow jams, and it's a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to mainly hit the jerking movement. But after that, like, probably the second album, we're going to really show everybody who the New Boys are.
Okay, okay. So what producers can we expect to hear on that album?
You said who?
What producers can we expect to hear on the album?
Oh, it's a bunch of local producers because we got on the game. Like, we got put on by the type of music we did, you know, so we're not trying to change that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like local producers. There's no big-name producers. We try to put on as much people as we can.
Okay. So we know that you got a song with Ray J out right now, right?
Yeah.
So are there any other guest appearances going to be on the album?
Pretty much it's just the homies on the album, pretty much. Oh, we got Tiger on it too, Tiger and Ray J.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but besides that, it's just the homies.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. So we know that you guys came up quick and everything, so there's a lot of up and coming cats that listen to our show. And we always try to get people to, you know, the celebrities and stuff like that to give, you know, a couple of tips on like how they got on. So if you could give a couple of tips to the up and coming artists that are actually trying to get on, because I, you know, something funny is I know artists that've been rapping for like 10, 15 years, and they haven't even come close to a deal yet.
Yeah.
So what tips could you give them? You know, as far as
real talk, pretty much when we got on it, like a big part of how we got on is, the internet.
Okay.
We put our music on MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get real big with the internet. And like I said before, you got to stay humble because once you lose your humbleness, people stop messing with you. And once people stop messing with you, that's when you fall off. So you got to stay humble. You got to be true to yourself too. But at the same time, you still got to kind of just because how the label works now, how everything works now, you got to match what's in, you know? So
yeah.
Jerkins in, still stay true to yourself, but, you know, like, probably add a little bit of jerking flavor or something, you know?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so just keep it relevant pretty much.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So, I know the ladies is loving you guys, so, and I know I seen the movement. So, you got any, at least, like, one or two funny groupie stories, like, that happened while you
yeah,
was on tour?
Just yesterday, we was performing at, where was we at? We was in Cleveland on the West Bus tour. And we was, after we got done performing, we had to leave.
Uh-huh.
But we had to go out the same exit as the fans. So we was trying to, we got all this on video too. And right when we was trying to get out, like, I had my head down and then they seen me. And they were like, that's the Nuke. And right when they said that, all of them rested. It was like 30 of them on our back, I'm telling you. And then like, they was ripping our shirts. Like, they took my favorite beanie. I'm mad because I missed that beanie. They took Ben J's hat. And then, like, I think I accidentally punched somebody in the throat trying to get loose. I think I punched a little girl because it was an accident.
Wow.
And then I finally got loose, and, like, I ran to the limo. And then I turned around, and Ben J was still stuck in the crowd. And then, like, they started chasing us back to the limo. And then the limo driver, he wasn't there, so he had to hurry up, run to the limo, unlock the door before they got there. It was crazy.
Wow.
And like, when we got in the car, they started banging on the limo. We rolled down the windows and passed out flyers and stuff. We're going to put this video on YouTube.
Wow, that's crazy. So how do you guys feel about that? Like, girls chasing y'all and ripping y'all clothes and stuff like that?
Man, it's crazy, like, because we just Dominic and Earl, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not that serious, but then again, you know, to some people it is.
I guess sometimes you come into a space that you don't even really realize how big the space you're in is so big, right?
Yeah, that's, we be walking McDonald's, walking the streets, and they be telling us, like, man, y'all can't do this no more. But, you know, we don't be listening.
Wow, y'all still be walking around by yourselves and stuff?
Yeah, man, you can just catch us walking to Walmart in L.A., I'm telling you, we everywhere.
That is funny to see, you know, to see that. Like, I'm sure that the girls are like, there they go, they in Walmart.
Yeah, and they telling us, like, you don't see 50 Cent and Kanye West walk into the gas station, so why? I'm like, we still early Dominic, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you guys, I know I've seen your MySpace and Twitter and, you know, accounts and stuff like that. Do you guys actually work those accounts, or you have, like, people that help you, assistants and stuff like that?
Our Twitter, the personal ones, we work ourselves. The Legacy one and Ben J. New Boys, that's ours. But MySpace, the label runs that now.
Okay.
And pretty much anything that says New Boys, the label runs. And anything that says Ben J. or Legacy, we run.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's pretty simple. So who do you listen to right now as far as the music in your iPod or your MP3 player?
Yeah, right now we bumping Drake.
Oh, okay.
Drake is dope. Yeah, like every time I listen to that So Far Gone, every time I listen to that, like, I want to write something. Yeah, so we messing with Drake, but then we got Lil Wayne, of course. We listen to The Dream. I love R&B music. Like, if I could be a singer, I'd be a singer over a rapper any day.
That's what's
up. Real talk, but I just can't sing. I got no vocals at all. But it's all good, though.
That's what's up, man. So if anything you could say to the fans right now, you know, that are listening, checking you guys out, what would it be? Something that may be misunderstood about you guys. I know you got the... I don't even want to talk about the Soulja Boy situation. I'm sure you guys are tired of talking about that.
Yeah, we way past that. We ain't tripping on that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, pretty much, like we said, Skinny Jeans in the Mic, dropping September 15th, and don't get the Skinny Jeans mistake. You feel me? We still got bars. I'm telling you, like, You're a Jerk is just a dance track. You know, it's just something to get on. But we got a lot of stuff outside of that. It's going to surprise a lot of people when our album drops. And, if you want to hit me up on Twitter, it's twitter.com/TheLegacy, TheLegacy. And if you want to hit Ben J up, it's Ben J New Boys with a Z.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. And we definitely appreciate you guys calling in. We're definitely going to be checking out the tour, see if anybody posts some stuff up online and stuff like that.
For sure.
Definitely, man. So, you know, we know you're a busy guy and you got a lot of things to do. So we're going to let you go. And
all right, man.
We appreciate you calling in, man, taking the time out.
No problem, dog. Stay up, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, bro.